Lord has risen. I'm so glad you're here. In many Christian circles, this is a day to tell jokes because the devil thought he had the last laugh on Good Friday, but Easter Sunday is a day of celebration and God has the last laugh and the jokes on the devil. So, here's my corny joke. What do you call a line of rabbits walking backwards? A receding hairline. It's your turn today to tell some other Easter jokes. We're going to begin our service with a thanksgiving for baptism. It's reaffirming our baptism that the promises that are made will hold true, whether you want to believe it or not. And as you're singing the hymn 414, verses 1 and 4, I will be going up and down, showering you with the waters of baptism. So don't be surprised if you get splashed in the face. It's just to remind you that you are a child of God, and the promises, even though we may die, we will rise again. So don't be afraid of the holy water being whipped around. And maybe next year I might get the confirmands to bring in super soakers, you think? No. Yesterday, it was a rainy day, not one of the best days, and sure enough, we have a dog. I think he's a bit of a Tasmanian devil, but he had to be taken out, and I had to take the dog out for a walk on a rainy day. I usually go through the cemetery, which is situated right behind our house. And that particular cemetery is considered one of the oldest and supposedly most haunted cemeteries in Canada. I have yet to see a ghost. As I walked amongst the many tombstones, what came to my mind was what we heard from the gospel. Why do you look for the living among the dead? You would not believe the many stories which bring to life those resting, awaiting for the resurrection. The stories of people buried there bring to life what they did and contributed to which we enjoy today. Behind where I live is where Canada became a nation, defending itself, herself, from foreign invaders. 1,800 people lost their lives. We are who we are today because of them. People escaping slavery and becoming prominent members of the community, they are buried there and they're telling their stories. Even the ones that I think are really crazy and nuts are there too. You know, who would want to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel? They're buried there too. There are many stories just waiting to be told and come alive amongst what many think are no longer there, and they're gone and they're dead. I remember one particular tombstone when I was doing a graveyard service in Ohio, and I looked over and it says, "I told you I was sick." Just this past week, I had the privilege, and it was a privilege, of presiding at a worship service at a senior citizen's home. And it's a place where many people think, well, it's dead, and that's where you go there to die. Well, let me tell you, what many think is dead, there is a lot of living going on amongst that dead. You know, I sat with a wonderful lady, and she's, I think, well into her 90s, and she told me of her youth and what it was to grow up in an age before all this modern technology that today's population uses and takes for granted. She brought to life what the world was like before computers, television, radios, and cars. I was being connected to the past, which was being brought to the present. And what many think is a place for the dead and forgotten, I'll tell you, think again. It's full of life, wanting and waiting for stories of yesterday to be made alive today. I just laughed when I heard she said, "Have you ever changed diapers in my day?" Talk to some older person, they'll tell you what it's like. Just the other day, I was busy buying some wine to serve at our family's Easter dinner. Yes, I do drink wine. In front of me was a person telling the cashier that her son was lucky to meet a current member of the hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think it was Austin Matthews. When it came my turn, I said to the cashier, "You know, my children, my grandchildren are so surprised to hear that I too have met some Maple Leaf hockey players." I said, "I have met and I saw Johnny Bower, Tim Horton, Frank Mahovlich, Dave Keon, George Armstrong." Well, my children, my grandchildren looked at me in amazement and said, "Who the heck are those guys?" Well, they were the last players to win the Stanley Cup for the Maple Leafs. And I was bringing to life a championship team which present generations don't even know about. And I'm warning you now, don't bother me at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Because it better be Jesus calling. I'm going to be busy. You know, I'm glad. I'm glad to see the church so filled with more people than usual. And I do realize with declining attendance and membership, there are many people who think that this place has become a dead place. Yes, there are Sundays where only a handful of faithful members are here gathered for worship. But to anyone who thinks we are dead and come expecting that it is not. It is not. What did it mean when the women who were surprised coming to the tomb looking for a dead corpse only to be greeted by a weird saying, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Is that the response of modern day Christians concerning our church, the faith communities we worship in? Do people say, "Well, there's nothing happening in this place. It's ancient and it's only good for funerals and weddings"? Well, let me tell you, there is life within this church, the faith community, which many believe is dying. And it is not dying. Because if it is, if it's dying, why are you here? We are here because what happened thousands of years ago is being told again and brought to life in our hearing and in our singing and in our praying, knowing that God is still in control, bringing to life new resurrection stories. And we Christians are being told again to continue to make the world we live in a better place, simply following the command of Jesus to love one another. Simple. Each Sunday gathering, it's a continuation of the gospel we heard. Did you take to heart that third verse that we sung and I was spraying you with water? It is through the church that the song goes on until the day when Christ shall come again. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And I do pray that you have a blessed Easter today, celebrating the resurrection. And I know this is not biblical. Go Leafs, go. Amen.